This administration has knowingly withheld documents pursuant to congressional subpoenas in violation of any reasonable transparency or historic precedent, at least since Richard Milhouse Nixon. The American people have learned that you cannot believe what the White House says, you cannot believe what the spokespeople say, and you cannot believe what the president says, and the facts are coming out. The Americans who lost their lives in Benghazi, those who were wounded, and the American people deserve nothing less.
All right, that's Congressman Daryl Issa, Republican from California. He's had enough. And so have I. How about you? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is where we start, because Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi. You know, are we ever going to really get to the bottom of it? And the bottom line is this, with the revelation of the new emails and the fact that you've got this White House email blaming an anti-Muslim video that was done about the Prophet Muhammad and saying it wasn't connected to, you know, anything else other than that on that compound in Libya. I mean, listen, let's just get to the bottom of this thing. Let's call it what it is. It's a load of crap that we've been sold. It's a bunch of lies. It's a just a complete lack of a complete lack of respect, something other than respect. What I was going to say, that for the families who are left still lamenting what happened here, why can't we know the true story? It is disturbing. It is a cover-up. It's a cover-up. The whole idea of maintaining the narrative is frustrating, because we should have known, this should have already been discussed, and all it would take is somebody who was willing to admit the truth. Why is it so hard to say, we screwed up? We really screwed up, and it cost us lives. But no, we can't say that. And we can't say, Jesus, this was an attack, a show of force on the 9/11 anniversary. An in-your-face America moment. An ambassador left out there the way he was. And by the way, the three others with him. Not to downplay their lives. So the email shows, if you don't know, we talked about on a previous show, that Susan Rice was sent on the Sunday morning shows to mislead pretty much anybody who was listening. And to stick to the narrative, stick to the narrative. That's why I could never be in politics. Boy, if they held me over the fire and said, oh, you want to still be the ambassador? This is it. This is it, lady. Here's the talking points. We're not going to say what really happened, so it's messed. Here it is. It's messed up. Just say it. And that's exactly what happened. And then, of course, she was rewarded and booted into another position, but not the one she wanted. So she fell on the sword, in a sense. She fell on the sword. So the White House press secretary, Jay Carney, tried to say that the emails were about other demonstrations in the Muslim world, you know, that it simply didn't ring true. None of that was true. Come on. And you've got what happened a couple of years ago with four Americans getting killed in an attack on a temporary facility in Benghazi. And you think she wants to go in there and have to she's deflecting. Do you think she really wants to answer the questions about what was going on in Egypt? Benghazi, Benghazi, Benghazi was the focus. And that's why they gave her the talking points. Stick to the script. I mean, that's it. So who's the culprit in all of this? Who was the one who came up with the, you know, the chain of the emails and whatnot? Well, it was a national security speechwriter for the president who was part of that chain to Susan Rice. I mean, these talking points fitting into what the statement was about al-Qaeda during the 2012 presidential campaign, if you remember. The Speaker of the House, who's not going to be the Speaker of the House next time around, John Boehner, needs to man up. He needs to put together a select committee to investigate that attack on that mission in Benghazi, Libya, on September 11th, 2012. Let's find out. Let's just uncover this whole thing. Once again, it's another bad piece of information that just gets worse. The more you hear the story, the more it's retold. And, you know, I've talked to people who say, oh, who cares? I mean, it's done. It's horrible. It's terrible what happened. But they're just, you know, the Republicans are making a mountain out of a molehill. It's not a molehill when you're talking about Chris Stevens, the ambassador, lifelong public servant, who gave up a big chunk of money and other things to be a public servant. He truly was that kind of politician who went into a hairy, scary area, and the people embraced him in Libya as best they could, and then look what happened. He was being targeted. And why can't that be out there? Yeah, the date was September 11th. Uh-huh. Because that was not what was what they wanted out there. And it's the same thing. Are we talking about internet video, not the broader problem of what happened here? And forget even the reasons why. Because I think directly it's pretty obvious the whole idea was to prop up the whole 9/11 thing. And then the fact that they were so exposed, it was easy pickings, which is so ridiculous. There is a reasonable expectation, I think, that somebody serving in these areas should expect. And they didn't even get that general coverage. They didn't even get that. You got John McCain even in the middle of this saying, yeah, and he has been, but really pumping it up saying, it's just a cover-up. Listen, it's a cover-up. That's what it is. You have these needless, tragic deaths of four Americans. And they are trying to shut it down. And they've been calling for a long time for this to happen. It needs to happen now. Let's get to the bottom of it. Let's hear the whole story of Benghazi. I mean, the emails are the emails. They're authentic. And it took 2 years to get those emails. Almost 2 years. And the re-election campaign, they didn't want all of that out there. Think about it. Think about the date. Think about the time. Of course they didn't want that out there. But we knew that. We've discussed this here on America Tonight. How much will this affect the next person coming in the door, the Democrats? This really should have been pressed the second it happened. The second it happened, it should have been pressed. I mean, why? Why wasn't it at the time? It's a lie. It's a cover-up. It's whatever you want to call it. You can throw in your 2 cents along the way. We're going to check the mail next. 855-266-5283. Hang with us. Kate Delaney, ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can
I know
say
I say this all the time, but boy, if it isn't true.
Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to
so many of you really reach out and touch us through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. So every day when I wake up and I check it, I have to go through the emails because it always pegs in the red because we get so many of them. Isn't that crazy? That's never happened in any of those places that I worked. We got lots of email, but just not quite as much. So without further ado, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
All right, this one from Hare, who says, Kate Benghazi is a nightmare for the Democrats. Hillary Clinton's going down for her cavalier attitude once she was finally in front of a committee answering some questions about Benghazi. She was very flippant, if you remember. It's been nothing but nonsense coming out of the White House and everyone around the president and his men on Benghazi. You know, I honestly think the president isn't the one in charge of this. I think it's the people around him, if you know what I'm saying. So they come to him, tell him about Benghazi, say this is what we believe happened, and then that becomes what they push, not wanting it to seem as though it was any relationship to a 9/11 celebration of a wicked sort from the thugs of Al-Qaeda, but try to tell that to the ambassador's family or the others that were killed. It's a shame because they should have the real story, and so should we, the American people. All right, Harry, I'm going to have to agree with you. We talked about this. I don't care, Democrat, Republican, Independent. I mean, let's put all that nonsense aside. I don't care what you wear, what letter you wear. Listen, if you're a Democrat, don't you want the same thing? Of course you do. If this were flipped and it were reversed, wouldn't you want the same thing? And I know I say this all the time, but it's true. And I know this is naive because I've spent too much time in Washington, and we're taking the show back twice next year to D.C. And I really believe there are some people that have the Americans' interests at heart, and they got into the game for that reason. But it's gone so far off the tracks. And here's what happens. I get that there are talking points. I get that there are things that people do around a president. I get that there's delegating to what you hope is a good cabinet. But this is just wrong. This happened and coincided with a 9/11 anniversary, which to us as Americans and any of our allies and friends is horrific what happened on that day. You know, I was in New York. I can't even stand to see the planes go through the building anymore. I've seen documentary after documentary, and it's just awful. It's just appalling. There are people that cheer when that happens because that's exactly what they want to happen to the Western world, and that was a very big celebratory day. So that is part of this, and we need to get the clear picture. Instead, we get you're clearly lying on Benghazi. So I don't care what your politics are. You cannot believe that this is the truth that's being pumped out there. It had nothing to do with the insignificant Prophet Muhammad internet video, because that's what it was. It wasn't a movie. It wasn't a great big thing. It was a tiny little nothing burger. Now, yeah, in Egypt they were protesting it and rattling the gates of the embassy. But this was not clearly what happened there, and we know it. And to say, well, you know, that's history. It's not history to the families. It's not history to people who in the future want to serve. And that's a scary place, admittedly, where they were. They should have had the protection. They should have told the true story when this whole thing wrapped up. The spin is just, you know, it's just downright disturbing. It is. And it's unnecessary. It's unnecessary. Let's get some truth tellers. Or, you know, let's get some people who, if they screw up, that's it. If they screw up, they're willing to say, I messed up. We messed up. We made a mistake. We underestimated the potential for what could have happened here. We'll see. We'll see what happens when they move on. I hope Boehner does have this happen. I hope they've got both houses of Congress, by the way, that keep pushing and pressing on that. All right, I went off on a tangent, so let's get right back to the emails, your emails. It's about you, not me. This one from Paul, who says, Kate, boy, that story about the kid in Minnesota is so frightening. The fact that he would have carried that cold, calculating plan out, not only killing his family, but slaughtering the people at that school, and he was practicing the bombs, and nobody knew that. Thank goodness somebody called 911. That person is a good person. Instead of just turning a blind eye, walking away, as you would say, and not saying anything, the fact that they called 911 is a miracle. And it's wonderful that that happened, because I guarantee this kid who had a solid plan, who knew what he was going to do, had the ammunition, had everything ready, was pretty far along in that process. That's what the police said. I heard that. And I agree. I listened to their description, and that is so, so scary. All right, this one from Hal, who says, Kate, Lois Lerner. Boy, they have her on the radar, don't they? They're going to have that contempt vote for next Thursday. Do you think that Lois Lerner is suddenly going to talk, or is she going to plead the fifth? Yeah, she's a pleader. She's pleading the fifth. She's not going to answer questions. She's not going to do it. So this might be one of those things where it's not so much a slap on the wrist like everybody's saying. I mean, again, she retired last year. She was head of the department that evaluated applications in the IRS for tax-exempt status by nonprofit organizations. They found that her department singled out Tea Party, conservative and religious groups, by the way, for special screening that involved massive delays and detailed requests for information. So, I mean, clearly this was wrong. And this is another situation where why not just say? Why not just say? what it is. There's a reason, because the story has got to be deeper. Did she just on her own decide, hey, let's take any religious groups, any conservatives and Tea Party people, let's just shove all their applications aside, and then we'll get to them. We'll just wait till after the elections. And the fact that, here's what I don't get. This was a stupid thing. How could they not know that eventually this would be uncovered? Because this is an easy thing to uncover. A couple of conversations with the right people, and they all realize, hey, this, we're being targeted. Nobody else is having this happen, so it's got to be, I mean, that's what this is. I mean, the practice of the IRS targeting people in this way, this scandal couldn't be any worse. I mean, what was the idea behind this? The idea was to not have that happen, not have those applications approved before the election. Again, it's the timing thing. Just like Benghazi, that's a timing thing. That was also before the election. Boy, talk about not having faith in your candidate. A guy who already was president and was riding a little bit of a crest, because it's much easier. You get a little bit of a bump when you're the current president and you're running for a second term. But there's two clear-cut cases that don't make sense. All right, I'm going to squeeze in one more. This one from Jake in Austin, and Jake says, Katie Kate, how excited are you about the Spider-Man movie coming out? I've heard you talk about cartoons before and watching Spider-Man and some of the Marvel comic book characters, and I was wondering if you have plans to go and see it. Well, we're going to review the movie, and I have already seen it in a special preview, so I can really give you my cheap movie review, having seen what took place. I'm not going to tell you much about it right now until we get to that, but I would give it, on a, if you were grading it letter-wise, I would give it a B. I would give it a B. It's pretty good, just not off the charts. Easily can be a rental. Rentals are good. It's cheaper. You control the environment, right? Who wants to pay $11 when you can pay $2.99? That's all I'm saying. Coming up next, a powerful story. Boy, I hope you stick around for this. You don't want to miss Martin Goldsmith talking about the Holocaust and how his family members, several of them, were killed. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Join me and the world-renowned Dr. Joel Wallach for a free health lecture this Friday, May 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Woodlands Auditorium in Hot Springs Village, Arkansas. Come meet me at 3 p.m. during the Natural Health Expo before the evening lecture. Visit youwillfeelbetter.com or call Pete Greenway at 501-538-3160 for information and registration.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Pleased to welcome to this show Martin Goldsmith. You might recognize the name. I'm sure plenty of you do. He is the host and classical music programmer for Sirius XM Radio's Symphony Hall. And I can remember this. So often I listen to this show. He hosted NPR's Performance Today. He did that for a good many years. And he's joining us to talk about something very important to him. And something that I think is so significant, so many people don't realize, and it's other aspects of the Holocaust. It's Holocaust Remembrance Week, and Martin has a story that we'll talk about a ship that was full of Jewish refugees that was trying to escape Nazi Germany, and the ship, the St. Louis, was denied entry every place that it went. And what happened to the passengers on that ship? Turns out also family members of Martin Goldsmith. Martin, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
It's my great pleasure, Kate. Thank you for having me.
So finish the story for us. First of all, how did the Jewish refugees get on this ship, and then what happened to them?
Well, it's a terribly long and complicated story. Kate, how long do you have? How long do we have?
We have time. You go for it.
Well, it was the spring of 1939, 75 years ago. This was several months after Kristallnacht, the Night of Broken Glass, the pogrom of November 9th, 1938, when so many Jewish businesses were smashed, so many Jewish citizens of Germany were dragged out into the streets and stomped, sometimes to death, many thousands of Jews arrested, among them my grandfather, Alex Goldschmidt, and he was sent to the concentration camp Sachsenhausen. Following Kristallnacht, he was released after about 6 weeks in the camp and was told, well, you've got 6 months to leave the country or else we will come after you again. So So my grandfather took his younger son, my father's younger brother, and the two of them booked passage on this refugee ship, the St. Louis, the idea being that they would drop anchor in the Western Hemisphere and then send for the rest of the country. But as you pointed out, Kate, the ship, which was loaded with more than 900 Jewish refugees, all being essentially booted out of Germany in the nicest way possible, sailed first to Cuba. It was deemed impossible for more than just a handful of the refugees on board the St. Louis to disembark in Cuba. The ship then sailed north to the coast of the United States. It was denied entry into American ports, denied entry into Canadian ports. The ship then sailed back across the Atlantic. A deal was brokered whereby the refugees on board the St. Louis could disembark in either England, France, Belgium, or Holland. My grandfather and uncle disembarked in France. They then spent the next 3 years being sent from one French camp to another before being sent to their deaths at Auschwitz in 1942. And the book that I've just published called Alex's Wake is the story both of the voyage of the St. Louis, the voyage that took place 75 years ago, and a similar voyage, that a similar journey that my wife and I took 3 years ago, following in their footsteps from the birthplace of my grandfather in the little village in Lower Saxony in Germany, through all of those places in France where they were held, and the journey finally ending where his life ended in Auschwitz.
What was that like for you to retrace that 3 years ago?
It was, as you might imagine, Kate, quite an emotional journey. He was murdered 10 years before I was born, so of course I never knew him. I never knew my uncle. So whenever we would come to a place where they had lived during those 3 years of their imprisonment, it was simultaneously exciting to breathe the air they had breathed and see some of the sights that they saw. But of course, it was terribly sad, especially as things went downhill for them. Their last few camps in France were in much worse shape, or they were in much worse shape in those camps than they were earlier on in the journey. And so certainly by the time I arrived at Auschwitz, it was a pretty grim journey, but one that I ultimately was very, very glad to have taken.
Yeah. Martin, when you were a child, did your family, you know, tell you bits and pieces about this story? When did you first hear about your grandfather and uncle?
Like so many people of my generation, my parents, who managed to survive the Holocaust because they were musicians, they performed in an all-Jewish performing arts ensemble called the Jüdischer Kulturbund, the Jewish Cultural Association. It was Jews performing for Jewish audiences, very segregated performing arts organization. They managed to survive because they were musicians. When they came to this country in 1941, they did their best to forget. And when my brother and I came along, they said very, very little about what had happened to their families. So it wasn't until really I became an adult and began researching what became my first book, a book about my parents and their experiences playing in that all-Jewish orchestra in Nazi Germany, that I learned a bit about my family and learn more specifically about Grandfather Alex and my Uncle Helmut.
Yeah. Is it your hope that more people will learn of this story? I knew nothing about it, and obviously you've heard this, I'm sure, from other people, because I think it's such a powerful story.
It is quite powerful. It was an example of the indifference of the rest of the world to the plight of the Jews as the Holocaust gathered strength. Of course, it must be said that in May and June of 1939, the Second World War was still several months off. The war didn't begin until September 1st, 1939. And in fairness, nobody knew exactly what was going to happen to the Jews of Europe in the spring of 1939. But certainly in retrospect, it is a rather damning indictment of the indifference of the rest of the world to the plight of Jewish refugees who had already been treated so badly in Germany in the 6 years since Adolf Hitler became chancellor in 1933.
Now, when you see current world events and you pay attention to what's happening, do you ever, you know, some people try to tack what happened in the Holocaust to remember that. We certainly never want to see that again, and it goes to that indifference that you're talking about. Does it sometimes concern you that there is a lot of indifference to things that are happening in other countries?
Well, yes. I mean, that's indifference is the great enemy. In fact, Elie Wiesel, the Nobel Prize laureate and Holocaust survivor, once said very eloquently that the opposite of love is not hate, it's indifference. And indifference is what has caused so much agony over the years.
Yeah. And you mentioned, and we want to tell everyone this, Alex's Wake is the book about the journey that Martin is telling us about. And I wonder, I'm sure your friends just applauded this book. But what's been the reaction so far? Because it's still fairly new.
It is fairly new. Luckily, those people who have read it and have gotten in touch with me have been quite complimentary. That's always wonderful to have a story such as this welcomed. It was very much a labor of love. The journey that my wife and I took 6 weeks. We were on the road for more than 5,700 miles and met some amazing people along the road, people for whom the events of 75 years ago really are current events. And it was a way for us to bear witness, a way for me eventually to lay flowers on the graves of my relatives who had been murdered in such a horrible way in 1942.
Yeah. When you saw the graves, that had to be, boy, that had to be the culmination of everything, I would assume.
Well, of course,
there
are no graves. I mean, my grandfather was immediately gassed when he arrived in Auschwitz. Mm-hmm. He was 63 years old, deemed too old to work and be of use to the camp there at Auschwitz. So he was immediately gassed and then his body cremated. My uncle was assigned number 59305. That number was tattooed on his wrist. He was sent to a barracks in Auschwitz where he died 2 months later, officially of typhus, but there is every indication that he also may have been injected with phenol directly to his heart. So there were no graves, but I spoke metaphorically of being able to lay flowers on the graves of my uncle and grandfather.
Yeah, have you thought about, or I know some people have done this, have you thought about markers? But I guess I'm sure that's a marker in itself where they are. And obviously,
well, as it happens, the book ends with a description of a very nice ceremony that took place in the town where my grandfather Alex made his fortune as the owner of a woman's clothing store. He did quite well for himself and bought a beautiful, beautiful house in 1919. He had been a veteran of the First World War, fighting on the German side, of course, and he came back from the war and did very well for himself in the woman's clothing business, bought himself a beautiful house, which was then essentially confiscated from him by the Nazis when the Nazis came to power. And about a dozen years ago, an architect and his wife bought the house. They had no idea that it used to belong to a Jewish businessman who was murdered by the Nazis. And they offered to put up a plaque on the side of the house. And there is a plaque now. If any of your listeners ever find their way to the German city of Oldenburg and find their way to number 34 Gartenstrasse, there is a plaque which describes in German what happened to my grandfather and uncle and aunt and grandmother. And then below that, there are two lines in English from a poem by Emily Dickinson. The lines are, "Remembrance has a rear and front. 'Tis something like a house." And so that plaque is on the wall, and that did a great deal to make the six-week journey really seem worth it to me.
Wow. Thank you for telling us that story. How powerful is that? Perfect way to end this. Martin Goldsmith, success with this book. I hope a lot of people read it. Pick it up. Alex's Wake. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well, just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This edition of America Tonight, for this hour anyway. Wow, what a powerful interview that was, without a doubt, listening to Martin Goldsmith. If you ever feel sorry for yourself and you wonder and you think of what people went through with the Holocaust, just every time I hear different stories, I shouldn't say it shocks me, it's just so sad. And the story of getting on the boat and nobody's letting him in, and then ultimately what happens to his family and so many of those other people that were on the same ship as he was. It's unbelievable, and it wasn't really, if you think about it, that far removed from where we are now. I mean, in other words, not that long ago. And how does that happen? We've talked about it before. Charismatic leader mesmerizes people. Other people are afraid. So as we head into this race for the finish line here, there are a couple of other things that caught my eye during the day when I was looking around and perusing at some of what's being talked about across the country. And, of course, one of them is very, very near and dear to my heart because I really care about veterans. I did not serve, but all the people around me served, from my grandfather and uncles to my husband. And to have people on a crazy waiting list and have a secret waiting list and to hear stories about somebody dying, one person, two people, three people, 40 people, it doesn't matter how many people, it's not good in any way you slice this. What we do to people who serve, I don't understand. Instead of welcoming them back, throwing parades, showing our appreciation, making sure they get the help they need, call up and I hope you get in. And that sounds like some of what was happening in Phoenix. The top brass are denying any existence of a secret waiting list, and they're saying that they deny there was delays in care. They deny they caused the deaths of any veterans that they were taking care of. But only hours after making the denials, the top VA physician, who first actually went on to the cable network CNN and brought the allegations forward, declared that the VA is lying and they're covering up what has happened in Phoenix. And several others say the same thing. I just had a friend whose father is having all kinds of problems, was a veteran, served the whole thing, has been waiting. And guess what they did? They approached Senator Jeff Sessions, and his office tried, cajoled, and finally got, and this wasn't in Alabama, finally got an appointment for the veteran, which, I mean, it was tremendous. But we hear these scary things about these lists and then what happens to them, and the saying that there are 1,400 vets that were placed on this secret list and that documents were shredded to hide the evidence and that at least 40 died waiting for care. Imagine those families. So the president says at the beginning of the week that there's an investigation into what's happened in Phoenix. In the moment we heard about the allegations, you know, they're investigating it. But members of Congress are calling on hearings for Phoenix and, you know, the VA there. And they're publicly calling for the resignation of the Phoenix VA director. But the director, Sharon Hyman, and her chief of staff denied any secret effort at all to cover up or hide wait times. They're saying they did not create a secret list. They didn't maintain one. They didn't shred one. They never, ever did that. And the same physician who worked there just shook his head in disbelief and said, "Are you kidding?" For 24 years, he was a VA doc and clinic director, and he just retired. And so upon retiring, he went public with the details on the list. He went on the air publicly for the first time about a week ago and said they started this list in February of 2013. And they changed over from paper to electronic in the summer and transferred names over to the electronic waiting list. And that it's all written down. So somebody's lying here, obviously, and I don't think it's the doctor. It's just awful, and it scares you to death and makes you wonder what else is going on and where else things are going on. I'm sure there are wonderful people that work for the VA, and so that's awful for them. And, of course, many of them are overcrowded, and there's not enough doctors, there's not enough time, all of that. But purposely having two separate lists and operating that way and finding out that people needed help but they didn't get the help and then they died is just flat out wrong in anybody's book. I mean, give me a break. And they're not just looking at veterans who died waiting for care, but veterans who died waiting for return care or follow-up appointments. So you got to imagine, if they weren't getting the appointments, well, what was happening with the follow-ups? The follow-ups couldn't have been very good either. And that's key. Can barely stand to hear the story. And I hope that they nail these people. I hope they find what they're looking for at the list. And there's some people that get fired and And they really nailed them to the wall on this one. This is going to be shocking to all of you. And that's what I love about America tonight. We are live and thriving here, right? So the search for Flight 370, that giant 777 that just disappeared, poof, into thin air. Would you be surprised to learn that Angus Houston, who's the chief coordinator of the international search effort, said, you know, it might take 8 to 12 months for this plane. It might take that long to find it. Isn't this what all of you were saying when you called the show? Dan in Texas, myself, Jack in Australia, right there off the coast of Perth. Izzy, who said, yeah, the low-flying plane in the Maldives, that just doesn't make sense. Yep, confusion, wrong information, misleading information, stretches of nothing. That's now what we're getting from Malaysian Air. This is what has happened along the way. It took air traffic controllers 4 hours after the last conversation to activate rescuers to look for the plane. How does that happen when you're keeping track of it? The communications that that happened afterwards, the plane, did it run out of fuel about 7.5 hours into the flight? That's what now they're saying, that it might have been flying during that gap, that maybe they only had 2.5 hours of fuel left when the rescuers started searching for it. I don't know. Bottom line is, I wouldn't be stunned if they don't find it. I initially didn't think they were going to find it, and I think there's way more to the story here, and we're just not being told it, or the people at Malaysian Air have no clue what they're talking about, and whoever feeds them whatever line they feed them is eventually what they are pumping out, because the details are slim. Very, very slim. And what about the military? The Malaysian Prime Minister said the military tracked the plane as it was heading across Malaysia. But where did all this happen? And it's unclear. And there's no mention of what the military did when the plane disappeared. None. And we never heard that until afterwards. So this could be another Air France Flight 447, a report about nothing when they first released their report and people were outraged. And then how long did it take to find that plane? So not a shock that they're saying it might take 12 months to find the plane. Imagine the cost. And really, for all the people who had loved ones on that flight, boy, it's just got to be gut-wrenching to go through this since March 8th. Hey, thanks for listening to This Hour of America Tonight. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.